Blog Talk Radio.
God, yes, you did, you gave it. Yes, you did, you gave it. Yes, you did, you shed it. Yes, you did, you gave it.
Everywhere I go, and everywhere I've been, they ask about the power I've been walking in, and what is being said, and why I'm not afraid, and why my mind is made up, and why it just won't stay.
Oh, oh, cause you did, you gave it.
Sacrifice and the victory you gave.
Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and I am so blessed to welcome you all here tonight to another installation of All Nations Bible Study for this Wednesday, hallelujah, February the 14th, 2024. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. And may you know and feel the love of God surrounding you always. So right now, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to ask that you get something to write with and to write on. And please receive God's anointed apostle in the persons of Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Apostle Shirlene, for the introduction. And thank you all that are present to hear this Bible study tonight. I thank the Lord for it. He's really been dealing with me quite a bit on the subject of redemption. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we know that it came about through Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. He gave his life for us so that we could be redeemed. And I'm going to try to open up and share what the Holy Spirit has given me to share tonight. And I already know that there's definitely going to be at least one more lesson on this subject because it's such a broad subject. I'm going to have just a brief word of prayer, and then we're going to go right into it. Amen. Father God, I thank you tonight for who you are, and I thank you for the privilege to serve and to share your holy word. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And Father God, I pray that you would forgive me if there's anything in me, whatever it might be, Lord. I think I search my heart, but you can search it better. If there's anything there that's displeasing to you or sin or whatever the case may be, I pray, Lord, that you would forgive me, that you would surface it so that I can take care of it. In Jesus' holy and righteous name. And I pray, Lord, for this study tonight that we all will gain something from it, including myself, that we will be more enhanced concerning redemption and what it means and why we need to be redeemed. We thank you for redeeming us. We thank you for the reason why. And we thank you for freeing us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I'm going to share some scriptures, but I'm going to just start out with a couple of definitions regarding redemption. Praise God, because it does have a meaning. Amen. The subject tonight is redemption. What does it mean? Okay, I'm going to start out by saying that every one of us needed it, okay? We all need redemption. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we were all born in sin. Amen. We were all at one time enemies to God. Okay, redemption is the saving action by God that only God could perform. It's the works of Christ on our behalf, whereby he purchases and ransoms us at the price of his own life, securing our deliverance from bondage and condemnation of sin. Jesus paid a debt that he did not owe. But we owed a debt that we could not pay. Praise God. But I want you to know that we were bought at a high price. And when I say a high price, I'm talking about a life, the life of Christ. It was a great sacrifice. Christ's death was our redemption. The process by which the life and substance of man are brought to conform to the standards of his spiritual self. Okay? We needed that. We needed to come into our spiritual self. Amen? We were not there. Praise God. In Christian theology, redemption is a metaphor for what is achieved through the atonement. This is in which the death of Jesus pays the price of a ransom, okay? Releasing us from bondage and from sin and from death. We didn't deserve this, but he saw fit. Amen. And it all stemmed from the love of God. God loved us just that much. So he gave his only begotten son that we would have everlasting life. Amen. And not just have everlasting life, but even so much more. And we'll get into some of that. I'm getting into some of next week's lesson. Okay. I'm going to start off with Colossians, the first chapter. So let's go to Colossians, chapter 1. And we're going to read a couple of verses there. Chapter 1, verse 12. And it says, one second here. Okay. It says, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. That's verse 12. Verse 13, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Let me read a little bit more. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Amen. Hallelujah. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Amen. I'm going to stop there. Praise God. But I'm sharing some of these scriptures so that we get a little bit more insight and a little better understanding. Praise God. So at this point now, we're going to go to, let's go to Ephesians. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Okay. And it says, And you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Amen. And it says, verse 3, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh, of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, okay, he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace we are saved. Amen. Hallelujah. So it gives us a little more enlightening of what we're talking about tonight. Hallelujah. Redemption. Okay, now let's go to Ephesians 1, chapter 1. Let's go back to Ephesians 1, and we're going to start here, I think, with the verse. Verse 4 says, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. Okay? Adopted to himself. Praise God. Hallelujah. According to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. Praise God. Verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Amen. Praise God. Okay, we're going to stop there. And let's go to Romans, the 6th chapter. Excuse me for a second. 1 second. Too noisy. Thank you, I'm back. Okay, we're going to Romans. We know that the devil is a liar. He is not going to disturb us. Okay, we're going to go to Romans 6, verse 6. It says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Amen. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Okay? Praise God. Death has no more dominion over him. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He died that one time, and that took care of it all right, for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. The blood that was shed on Calvary, hallelujah, was for the saving of our sins. Praise God. And so much more. Amen. And we'll get into that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 8 says, now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death has no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Amen. Praise God. So likewise, reckon ye also yourselves, that's us, to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Christ Jesus our Lord. I think everybody understands that, right? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, it's a blessing, praise God, that we are redeemed. And the more we get into this, the more we will want to say, hallelujah, I am redeemed. And the more we will want to let it be known that we are redeemed. The Bible tells us, says to us in Scripture, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We are the redeemed. And we know it, but we need to also make it be known that we are the redeemed. Hallelujah. And how we became redeemed. And what Jesus did, hallelujah, to bring this about. Hallelujah. He gave up his life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, we're going to, let's read another scripture here. It says, and that's still in chapter 6, but the 23rd verse tells us that for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If it had not been for Jesus, praise God, we couldn't be redeemed. Hallelujah. We would be dead. Okay? Praise God. We know that it all came about through the sins of Adam and Eve, the first man and the first woman. Hallelujah. Disobeyed God after they were given everything, inherited everything that they could ever need. They sinned against God. And so because of that, every person has been born in sin. Hallelujah. All of us in need of a Savior. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we can say, those of us that accepted the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives, we know that we have been redeemed. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have been redeemed from where we were, because where we were was not in a good place. Amen. Hallelujah. Full of sin, going about things in our own way, not acknowledging God, not even knowing about him, and then in many cases not wanting to know about him. But we've been redeemed from death. We've been redeemed from being slaves to sin. Amen. Hallelujah. But I do want to say we were chosen. We were chosen by God. Hallelujah. We were predestined. And that's one of the words we're going to get more into for the next lesson, talking about that. And I'll share more with you later about what we're going to be talking about next week. But we were chosen by God. We were adopted and absolutely loved by God. Our past has been redeemed. We have been brought from darkness into his marvelous light. Redemption is powerful. Hallelujah. Redemption is powerful because that is what set us free. God made us free. That's how he made us free. Hallelujah. By redeeming us. Hallelujah. By going through what he went through. By putting his whole life on the line. Hanging on the cross. Hallelujah. Being tortured and all the things that happened to him even before he was hung on the cross. All of the suffering that he went through. Praise God. But he did it all for our sake. He did it all for us. Hallelujah. Because he cared that much about us. Amen. Hallelujah. And being released from bondage, hallelujah, and from sin and from death, that really means something. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you too tonight that redemption really relates to salvation. I mean, it's intertwined, praise God. That's what it was all about. Hallelujah. Christ redeeming us. Hallelujah. So that we could be saved. So that we could be saved. So that we could live for him. Hallelujah. And not only just live for him. Hallelujah. But to also knowing him and getting into his holy word and learning more about him. Praise God. And God revealing himself more to us, because the more we submit, the more revelation we obtain. And it's not just for us, for ourselves. It's so that we can help others and help others to understand and know what redemption is all about, to know that they too have been chosen and adopted and loved by God. Praise God. And helping them to know what it really is, what it's really all about in serving Jesus Christ, living for him, and being all that we can for him. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when we know him in the pardoning of our sins, then we can help our families that still don't know God, hallelujah, that are struggling and really going through, then we can allow them to know that they also can be free. Praise God. Hallelujah. He frees us from so many things. And Christ is our Redeemer. He is our Redeemer. There is no other. There was no other way. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We have everything that God promised us. Hallelujah. All we need is the faith to believe it and to accept it. We've been bought. We've been bought out of the slave market, so to speak. When you just think about slaves that have been held captive, we were held captive by sin, okay? Held captive by sin and allowing the enemy to work in our lives, to trick us, hallelujah, and all of that, and to keep us in a place that even to a point where some of us didn't know that there was we didn't understand that there was a way out, praise God, until someone came and ministered the word of God to us, told us about Jesus, and allowed us to know that we could be free. Praise God. And so we want to do the same. We want to do the same so that others also can be made free in Christ Jesus. Not everyone understands what it really means to be redeemed. So we want to let them know. We want to tell them. Hallelujah. See, God saw that man would fall into sin before it ever happened. So he knew that we would need a Savior, that we would need to be redeemed, that we would need to be set free, that we would need to be brought out of darkness and out of sin and shame and all of that that we were. Hallelujah, before we accepted the Lord. He also redeems a lot of that we go through in this life. He redeems us from our pains, our hurts, our battles, the battles we go through, and so forth. And as we get further into this, we'll be sharing some of the things that, you know, about the battles that we go through in this life, because the enemy doesn't care whether we're redeemed or not, you know. In fact, he's angry because he knows that he thought he had us, but he lost us. Amen. Praise God. There's another scripture I don't think I went to 1 Peter. We want to go to 1 Peter. And let's see, where's that scripture? It okay, let's go to 1 Peter. Very familiar. 2:9. That's 1 Peter, 2nd chapter, and the 9th verse. Okay, here we are. It says, but you are chosen. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Okay, so you see who we really are here. And a lot of people look at us and they say we're peculiar. We are. We're supposed to be peculiar. If you know Jesus, in the pardoning of your sins, praise God, and you have turned to him and submitted to him and living for him, then that's what you really are. We are a chosen generation. He chose us himself. We are a royal priesthood. Hallelujah. We belong to God. That makes us be royal. Okay? We're a holy nation because God is holy. And we're a peculiar people because when we get saved and we become that new creature in Christ Jesus, where old things are, you know, put aside, we're no longer living the way we used to live, praise God, hallelujah, then we become peculiar people. We become that holy nation. Okay? It doesn't happen right away when we first get saved. There is a process that we go through. Okay? First we have to be taught. And we need to be in submission. Praise God, we have submitted unto God, and we need to continue to submit unto God. But also, we're placed under the leadership of those that God has chosen, okay, so to help us, to teach us his ways, okay, because God is not down here in the flesh, so he uses his people, his leaders. There are times that, you know, we may fall into the hands of a leader, okay, that is not really living for Christ. But the more you submit to God and resist the enemy, the more you will learn and the more you will understand, you know, when you start getting into the word for yourself and understanding and knowing what the scriptures really say and what they mean, you will be able to determine who's right and wrong. Just like when we first get saved, you know, the Lord begins to transform us and we begin to look at things a different way. And we begin to acknowledge the things that are good and the things that are evil. And the more we submit to God, hallelujah, the more of the good we begin to take on. All right? And we let go of the evil. Praise God. So this scripture is letting us know who we really are. Hallelujah. We are somebody in Christ Jesus. Not on our own. Hallelujah. But in him. Hallelujah. We are somebody. Praise God. So I'm going to read it again. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye show forth, or should rather, show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And some of you were on the broadcast last Monday when we were praising God. We were praying and we were praising God. And it's telling us right here in the scripture, hallelujah, that we should show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. What if we would have been left where we were? Praise God. We would not be any good at all. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to read a little further. It says in the 10th verse, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. So prior to that, we needed mercy, didn't we? Hallelujah. But then we obtained mercy. Hallelujah. Through Christ Jesus, God's Son. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's see. I guess I read Ephesians, the first chapter. There's two other scriptures here. Okay. One second here. Okay. I'm going to talk about a little bit about before we come to Christ. You know, Jesus invites us to come to him. And that's in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary and are burdened or heavy laden. I will give you rest. Amen. Hallelujah. And in this, when we're, this is part of our participating in the process of our sanctification through being obedient to God, which is a good thing. Okay? And we need to recognize that rest is a critical part of this process. Amen? Because when we're struggling with our sins and we're out there in the world and we're doing whatever we were doing, we need to, when we get saved, okay, we need to obey God. We need to obey God. Obedience is very important. Praise God. Hallelujah. And in obeying God, in the process of our sanctification, which comes, hallelujah, after we have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're going through the process of getting to know him and know who he is, we need to know also that he's taking us away. This rest that he's talking about is taking us away from the worldly ways and all the actions of the world that we were involved in before coming to Christ. So now we're resting in him, okay? We're no longer out there wondering what to do next or where to go next or, you know, what to even expect, because we don't really know, going about allowing Satan to use us. But now we're in this place with Christ. We were weary, so we've come to him, and he promised that he would give us that rest. And the kind of rest that I'm talking about is just resting in the Lord. Hallelujah. Having that peace and learning and knowing that he will take care of us. He will take care of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You just have to trust him. Trust him throughout the process. Hallelujah. Of your sanctification. Because when we've been out in the world and we come to Christ, we need to be cleaned up. He didn't tell us to come clean, to come to him clean, but we need to come to him, as he said, as we are, okay? And allow the Lord to transform us. Allow him to work on us. Hallelujah. And obeying God, we'll be doing what he says to do. And when we obey God, when we do what he tells us to do, then we're blessed. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's a learning process. Learning who he is. Learning more about him. Listening to the leader that God has sent you to be with. The church, the ministry, or wherever you are, learning about him. Hallelujah. Allow God to work on you. Allow God to fix you. Allow him to cleanse. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's through the word of God that we get cleansed. It's through the word of God, praise God, that we become new. Hallelujah. We don't automatically become new. You know, it's a change as soon as we accept the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a change because the Holy Spirit has entered in. Praise God. And by faith, you have allowed God, hallelujah, to do what he said he would do. Praise God. Okay, so I wanted to bring that out. And then there's more into rest, the kind of rest that God gives us. But I'm just talking about the kind of rest that he gives us when we first come to him. Okay. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read a little bit here that I wrote down because it will open up a little bit about what it means to be made new. And I'm sure, you know, most of you know, but not everybody knows. And so when we come on the broadcast on Spirit Alive, we are speaking to people all over the world. So we can't just assume that everybody knows what redemption is and to just really know but to think that, you know, everybody knows. But so that's why we have to break it down so that people understand what it's all about. Okay. We're all born with the sin nature, which I said before. And that sin nature was what alienated us from God. And our minds were blinded to spiritual understanding because we were enslaved to sin, praise God, and condemned to eternal punishment. But our Heavenly Father stepped into our world through his Son to rescue us. Okay? He is our rescuer. Okay? And he offers us then an entirely new nature. And that's what Jesus meant when he talked about our need to be born again, which is found in St. John, the third chapter, and the first through seventh verses, I think. Amen. Why don't we just go there and read that? Because it is important that we be born again. So we want to explain that so that others will understand it and know what we're talking about. Okay, John, the third chapter, first through the seventh verses, talks about this. Okay. And that's what it means to be saved, okay? We're born again, okay? Not physically, but spiritually born again. All righty. My new Bible is loosening up some. Okay, we're going to, as I said before, the first. All right, I'm going to start reading from the first verse. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night. That means that he did, Nicodemus did, came to Jesus by night, and he said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou do, except God be with him. Okay. Jesus was performing miracles at the time. Praise God. Things were happening to Jesus that man could not bring about. And that's when he came to Jesus, acknowledging the fact that he was doing miracles. He knew enough to know that only God could perform them, right? He's calling Jesus Rabbi, acknowledging him as a teacher. So in the third verse, Jesus answered him, and he said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Then Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And Jesus said, Marvel not that I said unto thee, You must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell where it comes from and whither it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Praise God. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Well, every time one goes to Jesus in question, Jesus always has an answer. Okay? Hallelujah. But the real moral of this passage here is to let it be known that we must be born again. Okay? I'm going to go drop down to the 16th verse where it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Verse 17 tells us, For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world through him might be saved. Jesus didn't come to put us down. He didn't come to make us shame. He didn't come to just, you know, show us our dirty deeds, but he really came to save us. Hallelujah. It says, He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned. Okay, so we were condemned. That's why we needed a Savior. Hallelujah. So it says, But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Okay? And our deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought with God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we need a Savior. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is more than a teacher. Okay? He's more than that. He's the Savior of the world. He's the one that died for us so that we could be free of our sins. Hallelujah. So we would no longer be condemned. Praise God. But we could grow more and more in the knowledge of Christ and become more like him. That was his purpose. And I'm going to stop there, stop here, and turn things back over to Apostle Shirley. But at first, I just want to let you know what the next lesson is going to still be about redemption, but we're going to go a little bit deeper. We're going to talk about the chosen in Christ, to get a better understanding about being chosen. We're going to talk about predestination, because we were predestined unto adoption. And then we're going to talk about being accepted into the beloved, which we are. And then we're going to talk about redemption through his blood, so a little deeper. And made known, the next one is about being made known by the mystery of his will, God's will. And we're going to talk about inheritance, then being sealed with the Spirit and what that means to us. Okay? So that those are some of the things that we're going to cover next week. And we're going to talk about a little bit about grace, because, you know, we're saved by grace. So we're going to go into that a little bit deeper and share some of the scriptures regarding that as well. Okay, so that we all will have a better insight about what redemption is. Okay. All right, God bless you. And I hope you receive something out of this lesson, and that you will even more so in the next lesson. God bless you.
Amen, and glory to God. Thank you, Apostle Zeta. Yes.
You're welcome.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. We're off to a great beginning about going deeper into what
Amen.
It means to be redeemed. Hallelujah. Now, we have a lot of folks in the studio. We have the Spirit Alive family in the studio. Hallelujah. But if you would like to make a comment or ask a question right now, if you would kindly press your 1 on the key, your phone's keypad, that will alert me that you have a comment or a question. And I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. Amen. But right now, the first thing I would like to do is ask, I'm going to ask Pastor, our pastor and prophet, hallelujah, to see if she's still in the room. But I know Mother Givens is in the room. Mother, and we're going to give her an opportunity to speak at this time. Mother Givens, come on in the room,
yes.
Beloved.
Thank you so much, and I just want to thank the beautiful lesson that was taught by Apostle Zeta Flowers, and I pray that God will continue to bless her for her teachings and the love she has given to us. And so I just thank her. I wrote down all of the scriptures, and I will go over them. I'm familiar with some of them, well, most of them, but I can't remember them as I can some of the others. But I just want to thank her for enlightening us. And God bless you and keep you in his care. And I love you all. Thank you.
We love you, Mother. We love you, Mother Mother Givens. Now we're going to have another dear, sweet woman of God to come in the room. Mother Maxine Scott, amen.
Yes, yes, ma'am. Good evening to everyone. God bless you all. Love you all. That was wonderful said, Mrs. Givens. Wonderfully said. I always love to hear Apostle Zeta Flowers teach Bible study. Like I said before, she makes it plain, and it's just so easy. Only that you enjoy listening to what she says, because she tells the truth, and she go by the Bible. She go by exactly by the scripture. So I enjoy it. God bless her, you know. God bless her family. God bless you all. God bless your families. The Bible study is really, really wonderful. I really like the way she teaches it. And my opinion, I never know nobody to teach it like her. I just, like I say, I like her Bible study than I do at my own church. So I really enjoy it. And thank you, Bishop Cook. You know, thank
yes,
you for, you know, for letting us know. And I always pass it on to Mrs. Givens, and she enjoy it as well. Even if she's not able to attend, she's with us in spirit. So we
yes.
just thank you. God bless you and love you all.
We love you too, Mother Mati. You are such a blessing,
yes.
and you and Mother Givens both are such a blessing to the assembly, and you
thank
bring
you.
Such beautiful energy and spirit. And it just makes our Bible studies complete because we are about coming together, being
yeah.
disciples that make disciples. And you help us do
yeah.
that every time you're in the room. And so we want to say we thank you. Does anybody else have a word on redemption?
Okay.
Hallelujah. If you press your one, you can come on in the
yeah.
room. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
I see Minister Tuggle down here. Good evening, sir. How you doing this evening?
I'm fine. How are you? How's everybody?
I'm blessed.
God bless everybody.
God bless you.
Amen. I'm coming in on the tail end of it, but I thank God for redemption because it brought redemption, brought deliverance. And this is what the Lord has been dealing with me on deliverance and the power of deliverance and receiving deliverance. There are so many people that need to be set free from
yes.
whatever state that they're in. And redemption came so that we might be delivered from the bondage
mm-hmm.
of sin, from the bondage of shame. Because sin does bring shame to a person. And I thank God for redemption, and I thank God for the redemption that Jesus brought from the cross. When he went to the cross, he brought redemption. And our
mm-hmm.
redemption draws nigh, even now.
Yeah.
We are mm-hmm. so close to the coming of the Lord, and it's time for us to be also ready. Amen. The Bible says be also ready. And that's not just a statement to be ready to preach. That's a statement to be ready for the coming of the Lord. And so
mm-hmm.
we have to be ready in Jesus'
yes,
name. And everything mm-hmm. I believe that everything that was said tonight was on time and was very
yeah.
timely and very
mm-hmm.
powerful, like it always is. But I thank God for redemption. Because redemption
mm-hmm.
brought me out. Amen.
Yeah.
It saved my soul. Amen. It filled with the Lord bringing redemption. It allowed me to receive the precious gift of the Holy Ghost at a young age. I didn't have, I had parents that were saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and taught me about, you know, redemption. And so I thank God for it. I thank God for a personal relationship with God for myself. I don't have to go to mommy and daddy anymore and ask them questions. I can go straight to Jesus and ask
yeah.
him because he is the one that redeemed me. Amen. I
Amen.
Said it last Sunday. You know, I thank God for my mother and my father, and I thank God for, you know, all of my family. But there are times and moments in our life where family can't help us.
That's right.
There will be times and moments in our lives where money can't help us. There's going to be times and moments in our lives where things in our careers and our jobs and different things on the earth that will not be able to help us. But that redemption, thank you, Jesus, that redemption that Jesus brought can
All right,
save you God. Out of anything. Can save
mm-hmm.
you out of any trouble that you might be faced with in Jesus' name. God bless you all in Jesus' name.
God bless you, Minister Tuggle. Thank you, dear. We are, today is Valentine's Day, and we're talking about, it's the love day. And what I praise God for through redemption is he loved us so much, you know, that before the foundation of the world, he chose us to be blameless and holy before us. Our Father God took the pressure off of us, his children. He knew that in and of ourselves, we could not save ourselves. He knew in and of ourselves, we could not be sanctified. He knew in and of ourselves, we could not be justified. And because of his great love for us, he sent his son to make all of that possible in him. Hallelujah. What a beautiful, wonderful blessing to know that we don't have to try to earn our way into the kingdom. We can't work our way into the kingdom. But simply in Christ Jesus, we are all these things. And I am so looking forward to the rest of this series. Hallelujah. If anybody else has a comment or question, there is still time. Please press your one. I would like to acknowledge my spiritual aunties in the house, Aunt Nita. God bless you. I'd like to just acknowledge the elders of Spirit Alive. Hallelujah. When they show up, they don't always speak, but they're always here. They are our watchmen on the wall, and they are always praying. So I want to just thank my Aunt Nita, who I see is in the house. And I want to thank all of you who came out to listen. Hallelujah. Minister Tina had a ministry within her issue within her home she had to attend to. But Apostle Zeta, she wanted me to tell you that she loved tonight's teaching, and she wants to thank you and tell you how much she appreciates your teachings each and every week. So if there will be nothing else, I just want to praise God. And if you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, which is the first step to true redemption, tonight we would like to extend an invitation to you, hallelujah, to enter into a relationship with our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And this process, it's not a hard process. It's not anything that you have to dwell on or think on. You can't fix yourself up and come. But the Lord Jesus wants you to come just as you are tonight. If you have heard this wonderful teaching, you know that all you have to do is believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God, and that God raised him from the dead. And when you recognize that you at one time, that you have been sinning against God and that you are in need of a Savior, all you need to do is go and confess that. Confess that with a sincere heart. Tell the Lord Jesus that you are a sinner. Tell the Lord Jesus that you repent of your sin and mean it. Hallelujah. Ask him to come into your life and to save you, and to begin to justify you, sanctify you, hallelujah, move you from glory to glory. And he will do just that. Hallelujah. You have indeed been listening to the All Nations Bible Study with the anointed, our anointed host and facilitator, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Apostle Zeta is the founding pastor of All Nations Christian Fellowship in Oakland, California. She is a woman of God that works tirelessly for the kingdom of God, drawing people unto the Lord, leading people to the Lord, praying with people, discipling people. And we just want to praise God for her tonight. So most gracious and heavenly Father, we come right now just lifting up our beautiful apostle, Apostle Zeta Flowers. We pray that you pour back into her, Lord God, as she poured into your people. Lord, we know that your word will do exactly at what it is supposed to do, and it sets out to do it. It never comes back void. So, Lord God, we're thanking you for those tonight who have a better understanding of redemption. We're thanking you for those tonight who gave their lives to you, Father God. And we're thanking you for those tonight who will not, that can begin to break the curse of the sin and the shame and the doubt and the fears. All those things are being brought down through this teaching on redemption. We are redeemed because Jesus said we are redeemed in him. Hallelujah and glory to God. Well, I want to, once again, I'm Apostle Shalene Cook. I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight and listening to Apostle Zeta. We pray that you will just continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do and you walk with us for the rest of the week here at Spirit Alive. On Friday, you will hear the mighty man of God, Bishop Lester Carver and Elder Daniel Newman, as they talk about God's great love. Then on Saturday, you will hear the wonderful young man. You can hear the wonderful young man that just spoke on the summit each and every Saturday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. So on behalf of myself and Apostle Zeta Flowers and all of us here at the Spirit Alive family, we pray that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do and that you continue to be ye transformed. Good night and God bless you from Apostle Zeta Flowers and all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network and All Nations Bible Study. Good night and God bless you.
Good night.
Oh.
Love you all.
Hold on. Yes, ma'am, Mother Givens.
Good night. God bless
Good
you
night.
All.
God bless you. I love you. Good night, everybody.
Love you too. Thank you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you. Love you all.
God bless
you. And thank you. Thank you, Pastor Zeta. Thank you.
And
God
Amen.
Bless you. Love you.
God bless
thank
you all.
You.
Thank
you. Thank
you
for
thank
your
you.
Wonderful comments.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you for enlightening us. Thank you.